Rob Van Sante and Alan Reed are a pair of troubadours from the UK who love telling tales through their music.
There's a ship out in the water that's a stranger, the like of which St. Mary's Isle has never seen afore. She's the continental battleship, the Ranger, and her master, John Paul Jones, has sent a landing craft ashore.
John Paul Jones was one of this nation's early war heroes, a Scot who, like Rob and Alan, traveled the world.
He lived in France, he fought in Russia, as well as for America, and he had the audacity, he had the cheek to attack the coast of Britain not once but twice in the 18th century.
At first, Alan Reed says, Jones was in business, but he got into a dispute in Tobago and had to flee the country, so he came north to visit his brother, a tailor in Fredericksburg. Alas, the brother had died, and Jones was broke.
He ran out of money, and then the Revolutionary War broke out, and him having no money and being out of work, he joined the newly formed Continental Navy and so sided with the colonists.
Indeed, John Paul Jones would become the father of this country's navy. And in 1905, Rob Van Sante says an American diplomat had Jones' body removed from a French graveyard for reburial here.
His body was taken by train to the coast and then to Nantucket by four American official vessels, and were joined by loads more from Nantucket to Chesapeake Bay, and he's now buried in a sarcophagus in the Annapolis Naval Academy.
Reed and Van Sante have resurrected his story through a multimedia show called The Adventures of John Paul Jones. They'll perform tonight at the Whiskey Jar in Charlottesville after a Scotch tasting event. I'm Sandy Houseman.
Haste now, Daniel, don't be slow.